This is a CBC podcast.
Oh, hi. I'm just about to go to the story store and get a story from Mr. Orlando. Come on. What? Locked? That's weird. Wait, I see an antler. Hey! Hey, Mr. Orlando! Hey, Mr. Orlando! Orlando! Orlando!
Sorry, we're closed. Oh, it's you, Gary. Oh, and you, listeners. Hi.
Sorry, I wasn't expecting company. Come in.
Oh, thanks, Mr. O. Why was the door locked?
Oh, well, Gary, listeners, the story store is, closing.
What? No! Why? I have so many emotions!
Don't worry, Gary. We're not going anywhere. You can always find us on CBC Kids, but, well, this is the last episode of the Story Store. But at least for a while.
Well, that's impossible. What about all the story orders?
Well, the answering machine will be packed away, but we'll take good care of it, just in case we need it again.
But Mr. Orlando, where will I get my stories? Where will everyone get their stories?
Well, the stories aren't going anywhere either, Gary. I mean, you can always go back and listen to any of our stories anytime you want.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Mm-hmm. We do have tons and tons of story fun.
Indeed, Gary. You know, we really have told a lot of stories, and it was all thanks to the unique, amazing, original requests from you, the listeners.
Yeah. You guys really are the best customers. Hmm. Hey, Mr. Orlando, we should celebrate our great listeners by listening to a few more requests.
That is a fine idea, Garinald. You know, there were some pretty great ones we never got to.
This calls for a power ballad.
That's not necessary, Gary.
Too late. The music's already starting.
I'd like to order a story, Water Monster Zombie Climbing Galatas. I want a story about a baker who had problems baking a cake, a tiger, and a volcano.
We had so many great requests, put our storytelling skills to the test. But there were some stories we never got to. Like one about an ogre with a magic wand, or a mermaid that really loves art, or a person who sneezes pickles. We're sorry that we never got to press play. But that doesn't mean we didn't wanna tell it. Like a story about a pig stuck on the school roof, or even one about a crazy flying cow, or a story about a fox who loves cupcakes, or a cool ninja cat that saves the day. We're sorry that we never got to press play.
Oh, these requests keep rolling in. Give the answering machine tape a spin. Anything can happen in your imagination.
A story about a tugboat and a mouse,
or a vampire in a treehouse, or even a cat named Velissa.
We're sorry that we never got to press play.
But that doesn't mean we didn't want to hear it.
My name is Emma, and I would like to hear a story about a unicorn having a race, a microwave dancing around, a kitty and a doggy that are afraid of an ant, a horse who met a eel,
peaceful, calm apples, and mean, rude, bad-looking apples,
bunny and a carrot who have a hard time being friends, a coconut and a crocodile,
a wolf driving a school bus,
a hippo on a submarine, the guy who plays too much hockey,
a mermaid that doesn't like water,
a monster with googly eyes.
The four of us that didn't have any color.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you for this wonderful story. Goodbye.
I love you. Bye, Gary. Bye, Fernando.
We're sorry that the story store is closed, but you don't have to lose hope. You've always got your imagination.
Ha! Huh. You know, I guess we did need a power ballad. Well sung, Gary.
Oh, Mr. Orlando, I do hope we got all the requests.
Well, Garinald, we probably didn't, but that's all right.
It is?
Well, sure, because the imagination is a beautiful, wonderful thing. And as long as there are smart, creative, funny, caring, daring children out there, well, there will always be more ideas for more stories.
That's a nice thought.
Sure, and you know, I think some of our listeners are pretty good storytellers themselves. And who knows, maybe one day they'll open a story store of their very own.
I'd love that. Hey, do you think they'll need an assistant?
I'm sure they'd love one.
I've really loved making this podcast with you, Mr. Orlando.
Yeah, me too, Gary. But hey, it's not just us. There are a lot of people to thank.
Oh, yeah. Like the wonderful and talented producers and writers from CBC Kids.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Hicks, Emily Houghton, Carly Watt, Adrian Emanuel, Lisa Wisniewski, and our fearless leader, the senior director of CBC Kids, Marie McCann.
That's right. Oh, and hey, our amazing performers, Jason Hopley, Kira Hall, Tony Kim, Janae Upshaw, and Todd Dolderson. We love you.
And don't forget the awesomest sound mixers around, Ron Searles and Mike Wilson, and our fabulous composer, Jordan Armstrong.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and of course, our friends from CBC Podcasts, digital producer Judy Z.E. Gu, senior producers Tanya Springer and Tina Verma, and executive producer Arif Narani.
But most importantly, thank you again to all our wonderful, curious, hilariously amazing listeners. Remember, the story store is always open in your imagination and in your hearts.
Well said, Gary.
I'm really gonna miss this place, Mr. Orlando.
Yeah, me too, Gary. Me too. Come on, I'll walk you home.
Yay! Mr. Orlando?
Yes, Gary?
Could you tell me a story on the way?
Sure, Gary. There once was a moose who wanted to start his own podcast.
Ooh, is this a story about best friends?
Actually, it's about fountain pens.
Yes, but is it with his best friend? Because it could be called Pens and Friends.
Gary, okay, maybe he had an assistant.
Ooh, I like the sound of this story, Mr. O.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.